Everybody, it's Mo Lucy with the Blind Abilities team, and today I would like to continue our college preparatory series on writing. And if you would like to see our other posts on college preparation, visit us on Blind Abilities at www.blindabilities.com. And there you will find a lot of really useful information, whether you're a college student, moving out on your own, if you want technology information, or a wide range of other topics. So today, I would like to continue the writing series. Last time we spoke about finding a topic and narrowing in on our topic. And today I would like to expand on that just a little bit further and give a few more suggestions on possible places and people that can help you find the topic that you desire. The first thing that I would like to suggest is if you're in a classroom in a particular discipline, such as sociology or nutrition or psychology, you could always first go to your textbook. Quickly skim through the chapters and see if there's a particular topic that interests you. If there is, you could always just take that information to your library and try to see if there's a lot of information out there for you so you can write a nice paper on that topic. The next thing is possibly to ask your professor. They may be able to give you some suggestions. You could possibly give them a couple ideas of what you're interested in, and then they could really help you hone in on what it is that you want to write about. Don't leave out your professor because they're normally full of a wealth of information, especially because, you know, they've been doing that particular discipline for a long time. So always go to them and see if they can give you some suggestions. The next thing is if you go to a particular database, say for example, if you're looking in the health professions, a lot of times you'll use the database PubMed. That's PubMed. And once you go into PubMed, you go to the search box and start to type in. Say for example, you're interested in vitamin D. So you type in vitamin D. If you arrow down using your screen reader, it'll read you off possible choices that other people have searched for using vitamin D. So it'll say vitamin D in bone health, vitamin D and prostate health, and a whole host of other possible topics there for you. So if you have a particular interest, you could always try that because it may give you a suggestion that you are really interested in. And as always, you could always go to Google and see what's out there and then take that information back to your library. The next person that I would suggest possibly helping you is a librarian. And you can either go to your library physically, or if you're like me and you're a college student, you could always just go onto the website. They have chat options typically, where you can speak with a librarian, or you can send them an email, and they could correspond with you through email. So I hope that you've enjoyed this, and I hope this helps you on your journey of writing. And I will surely be back for more tips on writing in college.
You can follow Blind Abilities on Twitter at Blind Abilities and on the web at www.blindabilities.com. Be sure to check out the Blind Abilities Teencast and all the other podcasts with a blindness perspective. We hope you enjoyed it.